This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We don't want to deny reality here. We only want to find the cracks in reality that we don't quite understand. You know, when you point out here the fact that science is interested in the 99%, you're looking at the 1%, we're not talking about it financially here, the fact that you're looking for the exceptions, but won't those exceptions, once we understand them, give us a greater understanding of all the rest?
Well, that's the theory, yes. That's where right. We should go. You, the scientific community, as you know, my second career was Los Alamos National Laboratory, and you don't get more science-y than that, is that, you know, there's great emphasis on pushing the boundaries. What are the borders at? And that sort of thing is okay. Want to move the envelope a little bit. When you have things that are truly disruptive, those are not generally appreciated, because they do disrupt the system, and the things we're talking about in these phenomena totally disrupt the system. I've done, as you know, battle periodically with a skeptical community, most of whom are not skeptics, but debunkers. And the point in the scientific community in not accepting is that if some of the things that we are discussing here today are real, their entire worldview is in jeopardy, and that's pretty scary.
Yeah, just the thought of countless doctoral dissertations and PhDs being rendered null and void is enough to chill the jaws of quite a number of scientists and academics out there. And that's one of the problems, is we have a calcified structure. You just don't want to rock the boat because people just don't.
There was an interesting study that was published by SSE, Journal of Society for Scientific Exploration, which I might add, I am the local host for the meeting next year. Next June is going to be here in Las Vegas. Invite folks to attend that. But they looked at the difference in belief systems in general population, scientists, and in various categories. And what they found was that if you get into belief in phenomena, it's very high with the general population, predominantly because they've had these experiences. If you get into the social sciences, you're getting the 50-60% range. When you get into softer sciences, it continues maybe in 30%. But when you get to the National Academy of Science and physicists, you're down at about 4%. And this leads to what I think is the huge problem, the disconnect, why people have problems with science today, in that their personal experience is so different from what these scientists are trying to tell them. Right. And we have a problem, fundamental problem in communication.
Well, doesn't that kind of bring to bear the whole subject of tricksterism and the trickster? The trickster is renowned in some circles for its ability to topple calcified, centralized control structures, the powers that be, shall we say. And UFOs, in one example, could be considered, a perfect example of the whole edifice of science and the calcification of a centralized scientific belief system being toppled by the inexplicable, the anomalies within statistical data that normally are thrown out by science and glorified by anomalists as being something to try to kind of equal the playing field, or for lack of a better sort of analogy. I think science is constantly being you know, challenged by aberrant statistical events and you know, anomalies that just don't conform to statistical data. What role do you think tricksterism has in looking at science and looking at religion and calcified thus social structures? I mean, are we looking at something that may actually be our friend and is trying to do us all a favor? Where do you come down on tricksterism and the challenge to, you know, the norm?
Well, don't really have a position, but let me transition to something I think is similar. The fundamental problem, in my view, is that, you know, we have this materialistic belief system that dominates and has worked pretty well in most cases. I mean, you got to point out that when you flip the switch, the light goes on most of the time, and that's okay. But our educational system says those things aren't true. If we start talking about anomaly, we just set them aside and say, well, if you believe, we let that go. Now, let me transition because I do work in Brazil periodically. I've done a lot of stuff in non-lethal weapons and dealt at very, very high levels of government. We're talking ministers, senior generals, and people of that nature, all of whom have been educated in institutions that are, you know, very much akin and have this materialistic belief system. Yet, most of them have a belief system that accommodates spiritism because in their culture, they have seen these things happen. I mentioned John of God. In the book, I go into Umbanda ceremonies and ayahuasca and Santo Daime and things of that nature, which are totally inculcated into their society. And somehow they can accommodate both the Western belief systems and these spiritist beliefs because they see, you know, the reality of them. One of the things I might point out that I say in the book that I think is critical, that I've had a bunch of weird experiences is kind of interesting, and I use them as for discussing, you know, various aspects of reality. What I think is more important is that the people who read them, and I imagine most of your listeners, and Chris, you've just described an NDE kind of thing, that they need to be able to talk about these experiences, and I think what you're going to find is that they're far more common than most people would believe. But because they're basically inhibited, again, from a cultural perspective, we tend to not get the information out. Whether recorded or not, I think it would have a huge impact if everybody had had, you know, near-death experiences, UFO sightings, et cetera, would discuss them.
But how many people do you think have these experiences and will not discuss them?
I think it's the vast majority of the people who have had the experiences choose not to. And I don't know how many people have said, you know, again, in letters and things that, you know, this happened 30, 40, 50 years ago even. Importantly, the impact is like it was yesterday, but I never told anybody or never told anybody outside of very close friends or relatives. Again, it's for fear of ridicule, and that's very reasonable given the materialistic viewpoint, and, you know, people just don't want to get beat up. Very reasonable.
Yeah, human nature being what it is, there's very few people that are willing to, you know, stick their necks out and fly in the face of cultural convention, religious, political, you know, all these, obviously all these, aspects of their reality, come into play. You know, it's, I think it's changing though, John. I do,
Yeah, but let me give you both sides of that. Facebook. I think Zuckerberg, he wants to claim good credit. He ought to take the blame for all the people who've been killed, et cetera, over it. But I was reading an article today. You know, we had this shooting here in Las Vegas.
Let's break it before we cover the shooting. I won't continue. Okay. We've got more to come with Dr. John B. Alexander with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We return. Dr. John B. Alexander, three more segments. You were going to start talking, John, about the shooting in Las Vegas. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to point out that, as you know, we had this massive shooting, largest in the U.S. in recent history. And there was an article today in the Guardian that I was reading, in which trolls on the internet are attacking people who were shot and blaming them as if they were, quote, crisis actors. This stating that these events haven't happened. We saw this out of Sandy Hook and almost every other major incident. So when you have something that's that real, I mean, here are people, one of whom was shot in the head, and literally trolls coming out and saying, no, you really should be shot in the head, that you're lying to us. I mean, you know, that's a physical event I can prove that I got shot with, but saying, oh, I was talking to my grandmother, you know, who has been dead for, you know, 6 years or six decades, and I want to subject myself to that kind of view, not worth it. I don't need this. And so yeah. It's moving in both directions. Chris, you were saying it's getting more, you know, ability to talk on it's more prevalent. There's certainly some of that. But I think when you look at the negative aspects of it, they pretty much at best balance out.
Wow. You know, I'm the eternal optimist. I'm always hoping for that three steps forward, two steps back kind of analogy. But it's disheartening when you factor in, as you've described, you know, this whole growth of, you know, instant add water conspiracy theory and just the way that these some example of just outrageous claims and what ifs.
I do want to go on record, by the way. I thought of this. But as we're taping this today, it is the day that the JFK files are supposed
right.
to be released. I will guarantee that there will be conspiracies out there that the real files weren't released.
This is the story. President Donald Trump will not release the full set of records. The National Archives were supposed to release 2,800 records, with the remaining documents being secret for the time being. That's the latest story. So, of course, that's what the conspiracy theorists will seize on.
Grist for the mill.
Yes, or grill for the mist.
I thought they were out, and I was going to say it doesn't matter because the same story would have been come out whether it was real or not.
Right. Well, it just adds ammunition to the conspiracy-fueled fire. Boy, if life got any more dull, I'd be really surprised.
This is the latest story from the Washington Post. President Trump delayed the release of hundreds of classified documents related to the John F. Kennedy assassination Thursday evening, bowing to pressure from the CIA, FBI, and other federal agencies. The president approved the immediate release of 2,800 records by the National Archives following a last-minute scramble in the face of a 25-year legal deadline. The rest will be reviewed during a 180-day period, which means, of course, in 6 months they could be released, or maybe we'll never hear from it again. And the way news works, of course, we focus on current events, not on stuff that's 6 months old.
Well, the plot thickens.
Okay.
Oh, it was too good to be true. Oh, well. John, we're kind of waning here a little bit in our time. We have a number of listener questions that I'd like to get to, and some of them are a little bit more mundane than others. But let's start with Paul Kimball, a good friend of the show and a real supporter of the Paracast Plus, I might add, with his offering the first two episodes of Haunted for Paracast Plus listeners. You know, it's a pretty generic question, but I think a valid one and one that I'd be interested to hear your answer. What is your current thinking on the ETH, the extraterrestrial hypothesis? Do you believe that it is the most likely answer based on the available evidence?
No, that does not address the reality of these experiences, 'cause I think there are some. My opposition to the ETH is that, again, we discussed earlier that we have had interactions between humans and sentient non-humans throughout the entirety of the human history. I think these things occur, but that the little gray guys from Zeta Reticuli, again, just too simple, does not explain all of the data or the observations.
Mm. I would absolutely agree 100%. Way too simple. Way too simple. I mean, if only it was that simple. I mean, it would be much more convenient, I'm sure. Well, here's one. This one comes from William Strathman. I like it. It's a good question. And could you, Dr. Alexander, give us a quote-unquote big picture overview of how you view the universe, where we humans fit into the big picture, and how non-human intelligence fits into this picture? And he thanks you.
I think that's a good bit of the discussion we've had today. Again, it is more complex than we can imagine. We are certainly a part and parcel, probably part of co-creators
yeah.
of the universe, or certainly of reality as we know them. I think, you know, that from a continuation of consciousness standpoint, I think we definitely go on beyond the physical body and somehow continue with the interactions. You might almost get to a Hindu perspective, let alone Buddhist one, of looking to, you know, integrate into nirvana at some point. To me, the notion of reincarnation is the best one that fits the data as we know it. But you've asked a very, very broad question. I'm not sure it has an answer, per se.
Right.
One of the things I have talked about, though, in a couple of books is the what I call Alexander's Rule of Appropriate Complexity. And in that, it says that every individual is faced with complex problems. And it may be, you know, as simple as where am I going to find food tonight? Can I continue to breathe? All the way up to the altruistic versions of who are we? And you know, the question like we were asked of, you know, where do we fit in the universe? But it seems to me that as each person gets to the point where they're just about to come to an understanding, where you say, I've got all these questions figured out, I understand it, a trap door opens and you enter an entire new level of complexity and you're back at the bottom trying to work your way up, even though you know, it's almost like a computer game, if you will, you know, trap doors and moving up to new complexities. That seems to be where we're at.
Let's do our break here.
We got more to come with
Gene and Chris and Dr. Alexander. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Chris, any more questions from our listeners?
Yeah, there are, and I agree, John, that I mean, we could devote several shows to that one question, actually. It gets into it is so broad that it gets into a lot of nuances. Here's one. This one comes from Angelo, who is a moderator at the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com. He's a friendly skeptic, self-described, and he's a fan of your work. And he asked, as a skeptic, UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, and Realities is one of my favorite UFO books because it's so balanced. And he wonders, would you have any experiences that rate as highly bizarre as what you saw at Skinwalker Ranch while you were a part of NIDS? And do you have any thoughts on this since writing about it in the book?
Well, first chapter is in Reality Denied is called the NIDS Experience. And we certainly had experiences there that just defy every aspect of logic and reality as we know it, again, consensus reality. The one thing that I came to, and I did write this in the UFO book, was the what I called the precognitive sentient phenomena, which might translate at least roughly to the trickster, if you will, that there is a trickster element to many of these phenomena, and these have been noted, again, throughout human history. But the point with the ranch, well, when I say it was precognitive, but first of all, there was an it, however you would define that, and it was in control. We certainly were not. It seemed to be aware of how we as researchers would respond even before whatever the observation was presented to us. be it the dead calf incident or, you know, you can pick a whole variety, the creepy crawler coming out of the tunnel. We also would try to think ahead. We had it highly instrumented, and whatever would happen just off camera. So it was precognitive in that it knew how we would respond. Sentient, there's no doubt about, you know, that it was smart and cognitive and in control and certainly phenomenological. You want to call it a trickster, you can do that, but this has been, again, noted throughout human history that these things just tend to defy rational thought or explanation.
Yeah, that makes it real tough when, for instance, in my case, you know, I've been struggling to, you know, put together a triangulated multi-instrumented array of sensing equipment, optically and otherwise, to, you know, monitor activity in a hotspot region. And people, you know, having read your book and Hunt for the Skinwalker and other books that look at this perplexing question, you know, wonder why I'm even bothering, because, you know, obviously we're not going to get anything because whatever it is out there knows what we're doing, and it's going to easily circumvent any attempts that we have to attempt to monitor the activity. And my, of course, stock answer.
Not only does it know what you're doing, it knows what you're going to do.
Exactly. Well, my answer is, hey, we won't know unless we try. I mean.
Oh, I'm all for trying.
Yeah.
Understand, I'm all for trying, but just we have to deal with the complexity of what we're encountering.
Well, you know, I'd like to equate that as out-tricking the trickster, for lack of a better sort of explanation. Trying to outthink something that is infinitely smarter than we are is quite a daunting task, I admit. But again,
so
unless we...
You want to be Batman to the Joker, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, and I'd rather somehow, you know, come up with a way that allows us to anticipate countermeasures, if you will, and have something in place that that is one step, you know, obviously, ideally, one step ahead of any sort of countermeasure that's already being applied to our scenarios. So, you know, again, I think it's important that we try, and the fact that, you know, our culture is set up in a way that even dissuades people from even attempting to act on these types of questions and to attempt to get out in the field and actually do the work, you know, you have to overcome, obviously, that hurdle and then get things in place. But then it's a whole nother matter of coming up with what I would consider ingenious countermeasures that would out-anticipate the anticipation of what we're attempting to do. So it gets pretty – go ahead.
What you're describing is the reason that I wrote Reality Denied. And
okay.
That is that you have all of these events, because that's what I've tried to do, is to go out and encounter these sorts of things, at least have first-hand experience with them, as opposed to relying on, you know, tales from others and try to get the hard data. I still think it's worth trying. I just don't think we do a very good job of it.
Right. Well, you know, nothing succeeds like success. And what we need to do is, you know, overwhelm the phenomenon or phenomena with, you know, attempt to anticipate, you know, problems before they are revealed to us, and you know, have contingency plans and workarounds set up to, you know, to attempt to gain some insight. I mean, I think the example that that you gave and Colm Kelleher and George Knapp also gave in the you know, looking at the NIDS experience at the Sherman Ranch, the one that always strikes my fancy is the camera, observing the camera that is being sabotaged. That, to me, you present that scenario to any scientist, to any person that has experience working in the field and doing real-time research. I mean, that should really capture your fancy and make you get you excited.
That's the point of things that can't happen but did.
Exactly.
Absolutely happened. Can't. I mean, there's no reasonable explanation for it. In consensus reality, by the, you know, understanding their scientific theory as we know them today. That's why we say they're either wrong or at least incomplete.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an understatement. Well, here we have a question from Lu Xian, and he's very interested to know what you would consider your top five specific UFO cases. I'm not sure how you're supposed to delineate what your top five cases are, but what are your top five AAP, UAP cases?
You know, it almost includes, and this would be very new, which was not in the book, and that's what we know of the, as I said, the case with the Nimitz, in which we have eyewitness testimony, multiple sensors, high interaction. We wouldn't know about it had it, and this was 2004, had it not been for, you know, some pilots coming. It's actually on a fighter pilot website. I put Bentwaters or Rendlesham Forest very high on the list because of the credibility and physical evidence that occurred there. I put Phoenix Lights because you are, again, looking at thousands of witnesses, and you have to look at it in toto, meaning not just, you know, the singular incident as it was described. You know, it's far more complex than that. And I also might point out that the Bentwaters case as well is one that has decades of history and events that may still be continuing.
Okay, let's continue that in our final segment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap. But not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back with the final segment with Dr. John B. Alexander, and we're talking about his latest book, Reality Denied, and a lot of other things, as we continue towards the conclusion of the show. John, I wanted to ask you here, with regard to Bentwaters, as you know, there has been a falling out between Peter Robbins and Larry Warren, and Warren apparently had made a lot of statements, claims that turned out not to be true.
That has always been suspected.
Right. So once you throw him away, which I guess you have to do because, at least based on the evidence that has been cited in the material posted from Peter Robbins, the guy's making up stories, how does that reflect on the entire case?
Well, that is a bigger issue that you're raising here. You can, you know, interesting that it happened in, you know, the Bentwaters case. Having said that, this whole idea of hoax and people confabulating is a detriment to the entire field, and it is not neutral. You can pick your phenomena, and you'll find people like Warren who are jumping in and making up wild-ass stories, even with issues where, you know, they're demonstrably false, and you keep getting up. You know, one of the things I've said to the skeptics, I know a lot of them, is, you know, what should you do? He says, do nothing. And certainly true in the UFO field because, you know, these people come out and just self-immolate, come out with things that are, again, proven false. And so the assumption from the skeptical perspective is, if that's false, why should we believe anything else? Well, unfortunately, because many of the other things are, in fact, true. But this masks everything, and again, this permeates all of the phenomena that we have been discussing today.
Let me ask you a question here. This is another thing that kind of has occurred in the UFO field, and that is we're starting to see some of the older cases don't hold up as well. Maybe some of the details of Roswell are not as certain as they used to be, things like that. And Kevin Randall has been doing a lot of work towards these older cases and finding stuff there that maybe we have to question now. And that's why, you know, one of the reasons that Bentwaters is important, because we have to get rid of the junk and leave in there whatever's there that's compelling.
Well, let me address that, because in my view, the Bentwaters, there's a lot less junk to get rid of. And you have quite a few very high-quality witnesses. I think Chuck Holt is absolutely credible.
Absolutely.
Is, and I've talked to, you know, a number of these folks. And you've got a huge number of people in the PRP, i.e. highly credible, who have come forward. You always had physical evidence, but now radar evidence and whatnot. So the evidence supporting that is pretty solid. The problem with Roswell is I don't care how you cut that pie, pieces never all fit together. That's why I've always said with Roswell, I happen to come down against, I happen to believe that it's ours. I think it's a rational explanation for what happened. And yes, it was very weird, and yes, they were heavy-handed about sequestering the people and information. But again, you know, that's one where just all the pieces just don't go together. By the way, my position on that is, and I admit that I could be wrong, having said that, I rely on my first-hand data, and that is people have had, you know, when I've talked to them, have had direct experience as opposed to friends of friends. Many of those witness stories are just that.
In the end, what if it turned out just to be a Mogul balloon?
Don't think it was Mogul, but I do think there was an experiment going on, and that the material that's described that was supposed to be unique definitely did exist at that time. So that was not phenomenal in and of itself. When you get into bodies and things, I've got problems there, but there are folks who want to say that that was real. This is one where, you know, my good friend Edgar Mitchell and I just, you know, we got to a position of just saying, okay, we agree to disagree.
Yeah.
But he is also very clear that none of the information that he had came from NASA, that all those things were derived from other sources, usually stories, because he had grown up in the Roswell area just north of there. And that people came forward and told him things. Unfortunately, most of those were at least secondhand. So this one's going to go down in the annals of history as really difficult to explain.
How about Socorro?
Oh, I think Socorro absolutely happened. You thought it was Lonnie Zamora?
So you think that was a real case, or do you think that was something more homes?
I definitely think that was a hard case, a landing, and whatnot. I think Zamora reported accurately the description of what he experienced.
Right.
Let me just tell you one thing here, folks. We're just running out of time, Chris. Let me tell you one thing, folks. Just got the press release about a new book called Encounter in the Desert. It's Kevin Randall's view of Socorro, where he's gone back and looked at all the evidence, and we have to see what kind of slant he comes out with. And we're getting the book shortly, Chris. It'll be in your mailbox.
Excellent.
And hopefully we'll have Kevin Randall on the next couple of weeks to talk about it. And we'll just see, after all these years, looking at the case from someone else's point of view other than, of course, Ray Stanford, what's going to happen?
Yeah, which reminds me, you went and saw Ray's presentation in A Short Answer. Do you think there's anything there, Ray, that Ray is working on? Do you think we should pay attention to Ray Stanford?
If you're talking to me, I have no idea. I have met him, but, you know, interesting, nice guy, but I have not seen the data, so I really can't speak to it.
Okay.
I think we can be fair and leave it there. Anything new from Ray, or is it still status quo?
Ray is being featured in this month's National Geographic. He's on page 79, talking about his groundbreaking trackway discovery at Goddard Space Flight Center. It's being called the most important find in the history of paleontology. And, you know, I'll let our listeners do their own due diligence and decide for themselves.
And certainly we hope someday he'll give us more information about his UFO evidence. Dr. John B. Alexander, for listeners who want to know where they can find more of what you do, what can they do to find out?
Well, the easiest thing is to Google my name. I could give you the website, but it'll pop faster and you're more likely to remember if you just Google my name, or if you put in UFO or something like that, it'll definitely pop to the top of the list. Take you to my website. which covers this. And of course, we didn't get into, you know, the various trips around the world, but those sorts of things. You see photographs and stories about what we did with, again, the ayahuasca ceremonies, Umbanda, Condomblé.
Thanks. We'll definitely have a link to your site and make it easy for listeners to find it that don't even have to Google it. Just go to theparacast.com. The description in the show notes for this episode, they'll see it. You can find more of what we do if you go to Twitter. We're known as the Paracast or Two Paracast Fan Clubs on Facebook. Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com. You can also check out our second radio show, After the Paracast, available only if you're a member of the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. After the Paracast is a mixture of all things strange and unknown. Sometimes just plain shop talk, sometimes special guests, sometimes continuing an episode. We even had one on the Aztec New Mexico case with Monty Shriver, who lived there and remembers nothing. Low subscription rates, check it out, plus.theparacast.com for all the information you need to sign up. And, of course, we have that exclusive offering, limited time only, first two episodes of Haunted with Paul Kimball and Holly Stevens, available only to Paracast Plus members. Dr. John B. Alexander, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.